Enoch took the scroll one day with the master, just him and the Lord alone. He got so close to the portals of heaven that God just led him on home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. I struggled over mountains, walked through some valleys I thought I would never see dawn. But the one who said, I'll never forsake you, is the one that's leading me home. He keeps leading me home, destined for the throne. No time to slow down, soon I'll be heaven bound. He keeps leading me home. Rock of ages, clap for me.
Let me hide myself in thee.
Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be a sin, the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Rock of ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flow be of sin, the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. Not the labor of my hand can fulfill the law's demand. Could my zeal nor rest I know. Could my tears forever flow. All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Nathan, come to thee for dress, helpless love to thee for grace. Fall I to the fountain fly, wash me, Savior, or I die. While I draw this leaping breath, when my heart springs breaking death, when I start to whirl along, see thee, I am thy judgment throne. Rock of ages, clap for me. Let me hide myself in thee. He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is here, holy, holy, I will bless his name again. He is here, listen closely, hear him calling out your name. He is here, you can't touch him, you will never be deceived. He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here, you can't touch him. You will never be in the same. He is here, hallelujah. He is here, amen. He is here, hallelujah. I will bless his name again. He is here, listen closely. Hear him calling out your name. He is here, you can touch him. You will never be the same. Let's talk about Jesus, the King of Kings is he. The Lord, the Lord, supreme through all eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Let's talk about Jesus, let all the world proclaim. The power and majesty of such a wondrous name. The babe of Bethlehem, the bright and morning star. Let's sing his praises near and far. Let's talk about Jesus, the bread of life is he. The savior of the world, the man of Galilee. The prophet, priest, and king, the mighty God is he. The well of living water free. Let's talk about Jesus, the Prince of Peace is he. The great physician too, down through all of history. The lily pure and white, the rose of Sharon fair. The shepherd of such tender care. Let's talk about Jesus, the rock of ages he, the lamb for sinners slain, the man of Calvary, the great Emmanuel, the word of God sublime, he's our bridegroom so divine. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. He has sounded forth the trump that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
First John chapter 4.
Beloved, believe not every spirit. Believe not every preacher. But try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Yet take this serious. The last 2,000 years, that was written 2,000 years ago, And we're back there, the spirit is Antichrist. Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. See, we got a responsibility. We got to be on top of things. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. Just that simple. And every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is that spirit of Antichrist. Every spirit that confesses not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. And like I say, that was 2,000 years ago. That spirit of Antichrist, it didn't disappear. It just kept on pedal to the metal. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And that's going to talk about these antichrists that's out there rampant. And people don't even know. They fall asleep, and they're not even aware of their surroundings. That Satan, he never went to sleep. He just kept going pedal to the metal. And he always finds people that fall for his garbage. Mm-hmm. And instead of being awake and being on top of it, they fall asleep, and they fall for that thing. For the thing here, back then, the controversy was, like I told you yesterday, the controversy was Satan had a plan and a purpose, and what he started with trying to undermine that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Mm-hmm. And it was the big controversy back then, and then John went so far as to say, don't even wish these people Godspeed, that don't bring that with them, that Jesus Christ was born, or he came in the flesh.
Mm-hmm. They said that he was deity, that he was just deity, and then he didn't really suffer no pain. But the apostle, they knew very well that Jesus came in the flesh.
Amen. That was the controversy back there. And then Arrhenius, he had to fight with these tugs, and they fought them right up to the Isaiah Rome. Finally, Satan managed to wear the church down, and he got all these bishops together, and then they had that Nicaea Council, 325 AD, and then there he got his package. And here it's the same thing today, but today it's not about the controversy today. It's not about whether Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Everybody knows that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Now, but that's not the controversy. That's not that the devil had a plan back there to hit for Nicaea Rome and completely wipe out every idea of Jesus Christ ever coming in the flesh. But today, the controversy here in the 23rd century, the controversy is the fact that God sent a prophet. Mm-hmm. That's the key here now. Now, this is the fight that we're fighting with. No more whether Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Today, we're fighting these antichrists, and these antichrists, they do not want you people to find out that Jesus Christ sent that prophet. And that prophet, Malachi 4 prophet, and that's what they're trying to undermine. Behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. Mm-hmm. And then the voice of the seventh angel, what the controversy today is the fact that God sent a prophet here in the 20th century. Mm-hmm. That's our fight. And once you find out these antichrists, I know I talked to a lot of people. I talked to a lot of preachers. I talked to a lot over the years. And I told them I got sent a prophet. They don't want to go there because it's that same thing that was back there, that was rampant back there, that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Mm-hmm. And this is here now, rampant, to try to hide the fact that God sent a prophet. Mm-hmm. Just that simple. Heavenly Father, I give you thanks for this another day of life. We just pray, Lord, you take our lips, our vocal cords, everything we have, all our resources, Lord, we just pray to take them and use them as you see fit, because we're in a very treacherous time in life now, and throughout the ages, Lord, we've come finally to the ending of days, very close to the closing out of the grace age, or the closing out of the time, Lord. We just got 3 more years left when you come down and you shut it all down, Lord. And we've happened to tap into that midnight cry. We know exactly where we are in time. By your grace and mercy, according to your word, we just found out that we only got a few more years left here in this planet here. And Lord, we just want to lift up all these things to your throne of grace, Lord. If we don't step up to the plate and say the things that need to be said, the whole world is just going to go out into outer darkness, Lord. We just pray you'll give us the grace to say the things that need to be said. We just lift up these Hutterite people, because we're talking about the people. We're not talking about the leadership. The leadership is corrupt, and they'll not find their ways. But we're talking about the people, the innocent people that have been led astray by their leaders and by their leadership, Lord. And we just pray you'll give them grace. And just, Lord, we just want the grace to stand in the gap for them, because they're innocent. They've been led astray by their false teachers and their false shepherds, Lord. I just pray you'll give us the grace to bring this thought out here, Lord, here in these closing days of time, and expose these unfruitful works of darkness. Expose these cults about these antichrists, these preachers, for what they really are. What's the spirit behind it? And then what the whole purpose is of them deceiving the people, Lord. And just pray you'll give us the grace to, and Lord, I pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. When I got up this morning around 5, I saw like a number. It just hit me like a ton of bricks, like that baptism, that satanic, counterfeit, diabolical baptism that the Hutterites and the Amish and all these religious cults have been using, well, ever since the early church went to sleep, ever since Nicaea Rome. Let's be serious. This is a very serious subject we're having. Mm-hmm. Ever since Nicaea Rome, Satan came in with these antichrists and he hijacked Acts 2:38, water baptism by repentance in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and then you will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, and then the Holy Ghost is going to lead and guide you into all truth. That was hijacked 325 A.D. by these antichrists in Nicaea Rome, and it just hit me very strong today. These Hutterites, they think they're going to heaven when they die, but see, they have adopted that diabolical, satanic Roman Catholic baptism, mm-hmm. and there's just no hope for them. I mean, they'd be deceived. They'd be duped by their leadership. And then when somebody comes along and tries to tell them the truth of the matter, the truth of the day, they do what they've always done for the last 2,000 years. Somebody tells them the truth, what do? They put them in the outs. But see, their program and their agenda, I just saw it so crystal clear. Their program and their agenda is just going to vaporize because it's run out of time. Mm-hmm. We're living here just 3 more years when all that stuff is going to come to an end. That program, that Hutterite program, it's just going to disappear, just going to vaporize. Just like everything that the devil does and that everything that the devil has done, it's just not going to exist anymore, because rejoice, O heaven, and rejoice, O earth, for Babylon is falling. That old Hutterite, that Amish, and all these religious cults out there, they're all just built on Satan's plan that he hijacked way back there, and through that diabolical, satanic water baptism, the title is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You're adopting Satan's program, and the people, they don't even know it. And then we see none of them have an excuse, because we told them time and time again. See, it's the leaders that the problem. That's not the ordinary people. They don't know any different, because their teachers have taught them and their preachers have taught them that that's the way to have it. But I'm going to tell you something. Their program is going to take you out to hell, and that Leonard's program and that Acadia guy, he's going to take your program, will take you right out to hell and that. And there's a God rich in mercy has raised you and I up here in these closing days of time. All you have to do is accept the message for your day. The water baptism, That era is over. Water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That was instituted 2,000 years ago to bring out a bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that ended, that was given 2,000 years. The Gentiles were given 2 days, the 2 days of Hosea. After 2 days, the Jews are saying he will revive us. He's gone back to the Jews again. And that 2 days of Hosea 6:2, that expired October 15, 2021. And all you got now is a little over two years left for all that program, that 6,000 years program that the devil has. It's going to come to an end. And all that stuff that Leonard and that Acadia guy have, it's just going to vaporize, just like everything the devil does. It's just going to disappear. It's just going to not be there anymore. And the only thing that you have now is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And if you do not jump on this program, this is not our program. We just happen to be sensitive to the Lord, and the Lord, we just happen to make ourselves available. Lord, use us for your honor, use us for your glory, because we don't have nothing, especially here in these closing days of time. And I saw how deadly and how treacherous that diabolical satanic water baptism is. And if you're in that, there's only one escape route now. If you accept the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, that erases that diabolical satanic baptism. That's all that's left. God, rich in mercy, has given us, you and I, the blueprint of exactly when he sat down way before the foundation of the world, and he sat down and he made himself a blueprint, and that blueprint is the Bible, and the Bible was written before the foundation of the world, and we're just happen to tap into it here in these closing days of time, and Jesus warned us time and time again about the deception that's going to be in the end time is going to be so great that even if the very elect would be deceived, if it would be possible. But see, you and I, we cannot be deceived, because the Lord has sent us out to do this very thing, to send out this warning shot and tell people exactly where we are in time. We're only under 3 years from the coming of the Lord, from all this closing day, and then between three years from now, and between that time, between now and that time, there is a rapture, and there is a marriage supper of the Lamb. I don't know what it all pertains to, but I know one thing, it's an escape route, and we're the only two people that have that program, and we put it out there on a daily basis. And we have the time that we're living in, October 15, 2021. From there, you had 7 years. And after that 7 year period, it ends Satan's reign. And Satan's 6,000 years is just that simple. And all we're trying to do, we're just trying to put it out there as a warning to people. You need to get on board and accept the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. You could go over and read it in Matthew 22. We don't have the time to spoon feed everybody. Everybody that has any morals and principles is going to go and seek out their own salvation with fear and trembling. Just like you and I did, we didn't trust these tongues up in there in the pulpit. We found out they're leading people astray, because I can prove it to you. I presented them with the truth, and what do? They reject the truth. If they were of God, what they would do? They would accept the truth, just like you and I did. When we heard about God sent the prophet, we absorbed it, and we went to check it out, and we found it to be exactly so, because we had a love for truth, and we were seeking our salvation with fear and trembling. Like I say, when it was presented to you and I, we accepted it. But see, that's how you can prove if somebody's of God or not. And when we are presented it to that Leonard from Delta and to these antichrist, to these tongues at the pulpit, they rejected it simply because they're not of God. It's no use pretending otherwise. It's no use pussyfooting this thing. And I tell you what, if you adopt that Leonard's program and that Acadia guy's program and that Amish program, it'll take you direct out to hell, and that just 3 years from now it's going to take you to the day of the Lord and all that stuff that they got to look forward to. If they're still alive, If that Leonard is still alive 3 years from now, and if he doesn't change his ways, all he's got to look forward to is that accepting bump right into the scripture where it says, he'll see to the rocks fall on us and to the mountains cover us from him that's coming back. Because nobody can stop what's coming. It's just going to run right into it. And we read a blueprint and see, and they'll say to the rocks fall on us and to the mountains cover us from him that's coming back. And that's Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, is coming back to rule and reign and take over the government of this world. Then the kingdoms of this earth will then become the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's just, we're right here in the ending of time. And all we're trying to do, we're putting everything that we know to do out there to warn the people. That's our commission. That's what we're doing. And we'll do it gladly, no matter what it costs.
Yeah. At some point in time, a person has to come mature and realize what Satan has been up to. You know, he didn't sleep. That spirit of Antichrist that was starting to come in at the early church there, it's basically, you read it up in history, it's that Arianism doctrine, where he believed that Jesus didn't come in the flesh, he was like deity, and these things, and the devil came in confusing the picture, and that's how he does it. He started confusing the picture so much that when 325 A.D. came, that all these bishops, they wanted to get rid of that Arianism doctrine. And then they had this council. Constantine called this council together, and they made these decisions for Christianity. Instead of the Holy Spirit leading them, they had a pagan worshiping guy, Constantine, and he decided what's going to be with Christianity. And he changed the water baptism to the Trinity, the Trinity gods. And you have to know what Satan's objective is. See, Satan always has an objective. When he can get the Godhead, people confused about the Godhead, then they lose some sight who God is and the whole concept of redemption and everything. That they get lost in it. And see, Satan knows how to do it, and that's what the first thing he did was attack the Godhead, that Jesus was deity and didn't come in the flesh, just like John wrote, they claimed that Jesus did not come in the flesh. And then it evolved. Satan always takes you deeper and deeper into something that's a lie, and then he eventually got that Trinity baptism in. And that was all Satan's doing. The spirit of Antichrist was at work to change the Godhead. And then that's why the church went into the Dark Ages, because the Godhead was messed up and lost because of what happened at 325. So they went right into the Dark Ages, and Satan could do with mankind just like he wanted, because now, man did not have a vision anymore, the clear vision of who God is and everything. That's what he did when you right out of coming out of the flood with Nimrod and Cush. They started confusing the picture, so they started worshiping all kinds of 2-4-legged animals and everything that moved. They saw, they worshiped the sun, the moon, 4-legged creatures. You can read it over in Romans 1. What mankind falls to when they lose sight of one, of the one God and adopt this Trinity God. And that takes you right back to the mentality that they had back there in at Nimrod's hour with that Trinity doctrine, those three gods. And that's why Satan was after it so much, because in the end he gets worshipped and not God. And that was his main idea back in the prehistoric hour, is that he wanted to set himself above the stars of the north and be like the Most High. So he wanted to be worshipped. He wanted to get that worship. And mankind, through that Trinity baptism, is worshipping Satan, because of it was instituted by Satan. It was the whole concept of it the devil is behind it. So who gets to be praised that way is Lucifer. Mm-hmm. Satan, that old serpent, is getting that worship because people are not vigilant, they're not sober, and they don't go search these matters out, and they'll tell you, the first thing they usually tell you, oh, I'll take the words of Jesus that he said in Matthew above anything that's written in the apostles. But they don't realize when you read it that it says that in the name, baptize them in the name. It is singular. And only Jesus' name is a name. Father is not a name. It's a title, and Son is a title. And you can see how these things are in there for confusion. And a lot of people say that the Trinitarians actually put that in there. Matthew 28, but I always tell people, you know, you always have to go back to the grammar, to the vocabulary. It says in the name, and Jesus is that name, whereby men can be saved, and that's the name. When I was introduced to baptism in Jesus' name, I was so convicted. I said, Lord, that's the baptism I want to be baptized in. Because I experienced what that Trinity baptism is all about. I was baptized on a colony, and I know that is not the right baptism. And then when I was introduced to that, I said, Lord, that's the baptism I want to be baptized in. And he made a way for me. And then, you know, that's how God can do it. If a person acknowledges these things and recognizes what Satan has been up to, then God can start working in a person's life. But if they deny it and reject it, then the truth cannot shine true. But first of all, a person has to acknowledge it, that's what happened back in 325 AD, what Satan's objective was.
Amen to that. And all we're just trying to say, we're just trying to clear up the picture here now. Water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 2 verse 38, that was introduced to the Gentile, to the human race, to bring out the bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that has served its purpose as of October the 15th, 2021. Water baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ has done served its purpose. You can go out there and get baptized hundreds of times. It doesn't mean nothing because now it has done served its purpose, just like circumcision had done served its purpose back before Jesus went to Calvary. And here, now we're closing out. The age is closing out. It's rapidly closing out. The only thing that's left is the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And if you reject that invitation, what we're putting out here on a daily basis, you're going to have to suffer the consequences. You can go over and read Matthew 22, and you can read what the consequences will be if you reject the truth. It's going to happen exactly, if you look throughout history, what happens to people when they reject the truth, when they reject the Lord Jesus Christ. And came the destruction of Jerusalem. When the Jews rejected the officials, and came the Holocaust. And here it is closing this. If you reject the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, there's only one thing left. You can go over in Matthew 22 and read, he's going to send in his armies, and he's going to destroy these murderers, and burn down their cities, burn down their colonies. They're not going to escape it. And all we're trying to do, we're trying to send a warning to the people, to these Hutterite people, because they have been taught, they have been misled by their leaders, by these Leonards, and by his dad, and by all these antichrists for the last 500 years. Ever since Martin Luther came on the scene, Martin Luther had a perfect program, the just shall live by faith, but Satan, he never sleeps, he never slumbers. As soon as Martin Luther was, as soon as people got a little comfortable, and came these antichrists, and came these Zwinglis. We went back into history, and we studied that whole thing. And the 1530, and come these antichrists, these Peter Riedemann and all these tugs, Satan's tugs, And they begin to downplay exactly what Martin Luther brought, the just to live by faith. And they introduce that community style living. And all that community style living is exactly what they did in the Dark Ages. That whole European world was under the rulership of the Pope. And if you didn't do exactly what the Pope said, you were cut, you were burned at the stake. And that's exactly what happened after Martin Luther, after he went to sleep, they say that light went out, and then comes the Satan with his Antichrist, and he introduced that Hutterite type of a living, community living, and all that community living. And when you analyze it, you take it through the microscope of Scripture, it's all just more for the Dark Ages. It's just a communistic system, it's just controlled by a few hierarchies up on the top echelon of the leadership. And see, that's how Satan wanted. He wanted full control of the people. And now we're taking the wraps off here in these closing tables of time. We're just taking the covers off. And here, everything is coming to fruition, like I said the other day. Just like in the harvest time, everything comes to fruition. And you know exactly, that's the barley field, that's the wheat field, because now everything is being exposed. The Lord is exposing all the unfruitful works of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. And in just 3 years from now, because we have it right according to the midnight cry, not because I said it, we just happened to tap into the blueprint. We exactly know exactly when that midnight cry was. February 28, 1963 was the middle of Laodicea, and the church age of Laodicea began in 1906. And you do your math, you do your calculations, and you come to 2021, October the 15th, 2021. That's when that 7 year period began. And you can do the rest. You can figure it out. After 7 years, that's when Satan is no more. That's when Jesus comes down and the day of the Lord is going to be activated. Then they'll see to the rock fall on us and to the hill mountains cover. That's the only thing that Leonard and that Acadia guy, that's their program, and that's the only thing that they have to look forward to. Mm-hmm. And if you follow the program that the Lord set up. We didn't set up this program. That was something the Lord set up. The program that you and I have, that's set up by the Spirit of the Living God. We just happened to make ourselves available, and the Lord brought us together to do this very thing that we're doing today. You can either take it or leave it, but if you take it, you're gonna end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb. And if you take that other program, it'll take you out to hell. And that's exactly what that gray horse rider come to do. And you can go back and read it in Revelation. See, you and I, we were in the Bible all our lives. We know all these things, but we don't have the time to spell it out for you. You got to go search it out yourself, or you got to just trust what we're saying here. Because that gray horse rider back in Revelation will take you out to hell and death. And that gray horse rider, that's the results of that Leonard's program, that Acadia guy's program, that church world out there program. It's all infiltrated by this Antichrist, and that's all the devil wants. He wants to take the human race out to hell and death. And he's successfully doing it because people have rejected the truth for their day. That's all he did.
That's right.
That's the truth.
That's the truth. I compare the preachers of this day to the medical system of our day. They almost run hand in hand. When you look at the doctors in the medical field, I don't want to condemn doctors. They do their thing. But what I'm trying to say is they only treat the symptoms. They don't go to the root problem of things, and then they just continue, people continue to come back because they don't want people to find out that there is actually a cure to a lot of things. A lot of illnesses that people have, there's actually a very simple cure. A lot of times it's actually food related, inflammation and stuff like that. But no, they want people on drugs so that you are fall into a vicious cycle. And the same way with the preachers, because America, the preachers of this world, namely America, because that's where the prophet was out of, that rejected God's message that he had to get back to the Word of God, to water baptism in Jesus' name. See, they rejected that, and then the preachers, they never will tell you that, that that's the root problem of where you can trace it back to, where things started going haywire, where things started going wrong, is in the 1960s when they rejected water baptism in Jesus' name to go back to the faith of the early church. And that was the whole faith, is that baptism that Satan had taken out by 325 AD. And that's why these preachers will never go back there, because they lose control over the people. The same way with the doctors, they will never tell you that there's actually a cure to a lot of things that people are faced with today, because they still want control over people and to keep you in that vicious circle. The preachers want the same thing for people. The Hutterites people, they could be delivered if those preachers would have acknowledged that actually that's what the problem is that water baptism takes you back to Roman Catholicism. But because they don't, then they have control over the people, and then it's a vicious cycle. It goes on and on and on, and people are never set free.
Amen to that. And all we're doing, we're just taking the reps off. It's not the people. The people, mm-hmm. they're good people, and your heart goes out when you see it, but it's their leadership, just like it was back in the days of Jeremiah, just like it was back in the in Israel. The, mm-hmm. It was the preachers and the teachers and the prophets, their false prophets and their false teachers. And it was so bad, you know, when the people found out how wicked these people were, they took their bones out, because they realized they're not worth to be buried, you know. Mm-hmm. They were deceiving them, and they took the bones out from that they were buried, and they figured they're not even worth to be buried, because right. they had to suffer their offshoot. The next generation had to suffer the consequences. Mm-hmm. And here's the same thing. There's coming a day, and they're going to take these bones out. If that Leonard, if he doesn't turn his ways and he accepts the message for his day and do exactly what I told him 30 years ago, he's going to be one of these people. They're going to go in there and they're going to take his bones and they're going to spread them out on the ground. That guy's not worth to be buried, because all he did, he was deceiving us, and he was giving us false information. That's what's going to happen if people don't accept this truth for their day. That's exactly what will happen right all over again. Because it's not a very pretty picture coming up the road here, because you and I, we know where exactly where we're living. We're living just under 3 years from the coming of the Lord, from the day of the Lord. And the Bible is full. You can read in Isaiah, Jeremiah, what the day of the Lord is. That is, the planet will rock to and fro like a drunk man because of the fury of the Lamb. It's just up the road here. We just happen to tap into it, and all we're doing now, we're putting all our resources toward the people all around the world, wherever they might have an ear. We just tell them exactly what's happening and what's coming on. Because, like I said, Jesus said the deception will be of such magnitude that it would deceive the very elect. That whole world church system out there is engineered by these antichrists to deceive the masses and take them out to hell and death. Mm-hmm. Just that simple. And we're just putting, like I say, over and over again, we're putting all our resources in, because there's nothing else worth putting them into. I could go out and go to Hawaii and go have a fun in the sun, but I don't want to. It's got no value. Mm-hmm. The only thing that has any value here in these closing days of time is send out this warning, and if you want to come on board, fine. If not, well, you're going to just have to do what history tells us. You're going to have to suffer the consequences. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. That's all we're about.
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we just want to present people what has happened throughout the church history, how Satan has wanted that place of worship, and because people were not sober and vigilant, but fell into the snares of Satan, that they were deceived into that baptism and went into the dark ages. But by your grace, you're rich in mercy, you brought a prophet on the scene to turn our hearts back to what Satan has stolen, just like he stole from the garden, from Adam and Eve, from the human family there in the Garden of Eden. Satan always has an objective in mind. But if people are sober and vigilant and want the truth, they can find out and be set free from all his snares, Lord. So we just want to let people know the truth, Lord, so that they can be set free from all his evil schemes, Lord. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.